Sam Taylor with the Secretary of State's office says they made the list with data from the state's Department of Public Safety.
Which DPS actually keeps data from people who come in who are lawfully present, but yet are not citizens of the United States. So when we got all that information from DPS, we cross-referenced it with our voter registration database.
Taylor says the DPS was allowed to share this data based on a state law passed by the legislature in 2013. His office has notified the Texas Attorney General's office so that they can investigate any possible violations of election laws. Taylor says county election officials will notify the voters that they have 30 days to provide proof of citizenship or their voter registration will be canceled. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.